was top messenger.
You were saying town meeting stuff.
It's, I'm open to any other topics. I was thinking a joking town meeting preview, but I'm open to any other topics.
Well, we have to introduce Desmond.
Oh yeah.
Hi Desmond.
Hi Desmond.
Hi podcast listeners.
For the 8 people that listen to this podcast, if that, tell them about yourself.
Hi Teresa. I'm Desmond O'Neill, the new production assistant. You've probably seen the sign by the front door if you come into the studio. Having a wonderful third week here.
Sorry, I've been 3 weeks.
Yes, it's the end of the third week, I know.
Wow.
It's coming up on my review.
Bum, bum, bum. So any comments that you don't like about Desmond can be sent to me.
And ones you do like can be sent as well.
That's a huge jerk.
Desmond, do you ever think when you were a 17-year-old high school senior you'd be back here?
It honestly probably partly crossed my mind back then, 9 years ago. I'm really happy to be.
So, aww.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of funny. Like, we did PSA Day today for everybody who's listening. And one of the people there recognized me from 9 years ago. She was, I can't remember who it was, but she was like, hey, I recognize you. And eventually I said, oh, yeah, I've been here for 9 years. And
you had a memorable, you were a memorable batch of interns.
Yeah.
Memorable.
Yeah. Lots of stories.
Lots of stories. Like a town meeting story.
Yeah. Are you asking for a town meeting story?
I don't know if we want to tell that town meeting story.
No, probably not.
But you weren't involved.
Yeah, I wasn't. There were plenty. There was lots of just doing voices for people over the headset.
Yeah, I think people sometimes, I've said this to some people, but you know, for us, town meeting's a very long week. And sometimes you have to break up the monotony, especially with keeping 18-year-old interns' attention.
Yeah.
So you have to play some games. Like in
feed
the past
them. Feed them.
Well, we gotta feed Sean. We're gonna feed Sean. But also things like we've had celebrity impersonators where we have people at town meeting who look like celebrities. We've had names, we've had theme music for various people that get up to the microphone.
Because they walk up to the microphone, you sing their theme song.
Yep. That was started by Colin McLean a year ahead of you. He started that. What else do we do for town meeting?
I wish they gave them music like at the Oscars, like fade them out.
Yes,
and, like,
yeah.
Oh my God, that's such
make
a good
them
idea.
Stop.
My like favorite is when they cut the mics and stop.
Yeah.
And they mute people.
Me too.
They think it's
this
our
is
fault.
Funny. Yeah,
they get mad at us.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, they talk for like 5 minutes at the microphone.
Oh, yeah.
They're only supposed to be there
their
for
time,
like two
yeah.
minutes. So.
Is the time clock still around or no?
Yeah, it is.
I thought they got rid of it.
They considered getting rid of it.
Or they tried it. Or they put triggers in now to.
Yeah. They
be like, all right, it's 20 minutes. Let's take a vote, maybe.
Yeah, vote. Exactly. So they'll pan the room and be like, all right, we've heard a lot. Do we want to keep listening to people, or are we ready to take a vote? And they'll kind of feel out the room.
Right. How many nights do we think we're going to do this week?
At least three.
Yeah.
I think three is a safe bet.
How three. Many can it go for?
We've done.
As long as it needs to.
Exactly. We've done four. In like four and then some, because like it's supposed to end around 10:30, but one night they went into overtime, and
yeah.
I think that got up to like 11:45 on a
yeah.
Monday night.
Oof.
And I think it was back when we had to move all the equipment to town meeting and back, so it's just like horrible. Like
yeah.
like the high school here is great because we don't have to do anything really if you think about it in the grand scheme of things. Like
just move the cameras.
We just
around.
Take like one camera over there, one or two cameras over, and the headsets.
Plug them in.
And just
like
use the
before.
Ceiling cameras, yeah.
Like before, we had to like run audio cables. We had to put a switcher in. We had to hook up, bring cameras, hook up the cameras, hook up the feed.
Yeah, we had the like Tascam Porta Studio. Was that what it was? Or
we had
like
Anycast.
Anycast. That's yeah. what it is. Yeah.
Take a direct feed. Make sure the audio works. Sometimes the signal was really cratty
from
middle school. Yeah. There'd be no sound.
Yeah.
So three nights of fun town meeting. I'm thinking, and then elections, and then charter. Town meeting.
Yeah, that's gonna be interesting. That one's gonna be heated.
Yeah.
I feel like, it's an important
I'm
issue.
I'm fearful of that because that could go many nights.
It very well could.
In theory,
mm-hmm. because there's a lot of debate on almost every article. So
well, it's one article. They're presenting as one article.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
But town of Wellesley had 9 nights of charter review.
Ooh.
Could
yikes.
Yes.
No, I said yikes.
9 nights of charter review.
Maybe I'll take a vacation.
Okay. Here's a question.
Hi, team.
Who's your favorite town meeting personality? Who's your favorite town meeting celebrity?
Nobody. They all can go home.
Jim Robinson.
That's what I was going to say.
Are you saying Jim Robinson because he's on the board?
No, I'm saying Jim Robinson because he's no nonsense.
Yeah,
true.
But he's also ultra sarcastic.
Yeah,
that's what makes it better.
Even when he wasn't moderator
at the meetings.
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
All politics aside, he's just funny.
All politics aside.
What are some of the big or more controversial things that they're going to be deciding upon or whatever?
The
budget is always one.
Yeah, budget's always controversial.
The marijuana one's back again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's going to be big.
I don't think they're going to be voting on the YWCA thing now, are they? Because
I don't, unless some magical thing happens that we don't know about. We're recording this podcast on Friday at 4 o'clock, so
yeah.
Who knows what could happen between now and then. The dog
April
park
20th.
is no. Mm-hmm. They're not bringing the dog park forward because they wrote the article.
If I was looking at the list, I'd be able to tell you.
Plastic bag.
Yeah. Plastic bag, yeah.
So what do you guys think about plastic bag ban?
I'm for it.
I think it's a good idea. I don't like the way they're going about it, though. I don't feel like they... I think they've gone around and done better, like getting more boards on top, on with them. But at first, the way they were going about it, it seemed like they just like assumed everybody would be like, yeah, let's just get rid of plastic bags. That just seems like a logical decision. It kind of is.
Yeah.
Like,
there's more to it.
There's a lot more to it. There's a lot of more economic implications. There's like, all right, well, if you're not going to use plastic bags, like how are people going to bring things home? And, you know, not every single store someone's going to bring their own bags to. And
it's also
paper's also a polluting.
One of the issues was originally who's going to enforce it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to enforce it? How's it going to impact the cost of goods?
And that was one of the things of the Board of Health. They finally were like, yes, we'll enforce this. So,
yeah.
And Mike Bradley had a good idea to only do it to the bigger bit, like find businesses of a certain size and higher and do it to them so that smaller businesses don't have to incur. He figured out it costs twice as much to buy a paper bag as it does a plastic bag.
Mm-hmm.
And so he didn't, obviously, can't put that on small businesses.
No.
You know.
Their profit margins are like razor thin as it is. So
yeah,
like,
exactly.
I mean, eventually I think there's going to be a statewide ban.
Yeah.
I think eventually I think it's almost like it's just wait for the state to do it.
Mm-hmm. But we need like an alternative solution, so, which is,
like most of it kind of it's like wait for the state because they'll figure out who's going to layers of a bureaucracy.
Yeah.
Say, mm-hmm. Like who's going to enforce it? You know, what does this mean? How is it going to cycle out? Because I feel like it's a good idea, but it's just as you said, Sean, it just hasn't been thought through.
We need something that's what it's going to come down to is like people need something that's convenient, and because everybody would love to recycle for the most part.
Yeah.
It's just like is it convenient? Oh, I gotta go all the way across town with all my crap and throw it away in a certain specific way in certain specific bins. I'm just gonna throw in the trash.
Yeah.
Like,
so I could be wrong about this. I don't think you can recycle plastic bags, like shopping bags.
Some you can.
Some you can.
Whole presentation for the chamber, and one of the questions was like, I thought you could, like, you can recycle some, but not a lot of others.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's unless you like specifically go out of your way to learn how like you need to divide everything up, it's not obvious at all to like the average person.
Not everyone's gonna do that.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes they give you your own recycling bin, so would be the next step in the plastic bag thing, like providing the other option.
Yeah,
that I think would make it move faster. But
Marshall does have a really good recycling program, so that's good. We have a good dump too.
I've never been to the dump.
We have a good dump.
We have a great dump.
We do. It's not bad.
There's a member who used to get a lot of his props from the dump.
Oh yeah, that swap shop is great.
I won't mention the member, but you can probably guess who it is or was. They would have like a new prop every week from the dump. So when we were moving, like literally like all the stuff we were throwing was mostly their props from the dump.
Just returning it to the dump.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I think we sold some of it.
That's hilarious.
You can find some valuable stuff down there. Like, you know what you're looking for.
Mountain bikes.
Antiques. You find antiques in there.
Yeah.
So I think the plastic bag will be a big item. It'll probably pass.
Yeah.
It's just going to be, I think, a kind of like a convoluted headache at points.
Yeah.
And then there's also the sign bylaw.
Oh, that's going to be a big one too.
Digital sign. Digital sign on the side of Route 3 in Enterprise Park.
I think it's a good idea to have that, but the way, at least from how I've heard it sitting at so many selectmen meetings and such,
planning.
The way that it would be controlled, it seems almost like the town would have absolutely no control over it at all. It'd be like almost completely private, and they were like, we don't want to leave that to some outside force completely. Like, we want to have, if something's up there that we just flat out don't agree with, or it's something that we think is totally controversial, we want to have the ability to, like, hey, like, can you, like, either change this or that?
And ability to override content.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you're supposed to be advertising for Enterprise Park to bring business in there.
The way they pitched it was, like, for businesses and for, like, nonprofit community.
But is it going to stay that way?
And yeah, exactly.
If you don't have that, like, in writing, like, that's what it's going to be, you know, like, we're going to hold you accountable this way. And there was none of that. It was kind of like a trust thing. They just, the selectmen didn't seem to feel comfortable with that.
It's like a good idea, but let's just bring it back to the table to reorganize it, sort of thing. So
that's just like the too long didn't read version.
It's a really long.
Yeah,
if you read the actual article itself, it's like very, it's like multiple pages long.
Yeah.
And very technical.
And I don't think it's a bad idea. I mean, that's a way to capitalize on traffic coming up and down Route 3.
And
so, I mean,
the park needs more money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you need more businesses in there because it's mostly empty. So.
Spoken like a true member of the Chamber of Commerce. <in the time. laughs>
But it's also true.
Yeah, I mean, it's an industrial park and business park that it's a more or less empty. So
it is empty in many regards. But there is a brewery coming.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Everybody's excited for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And eventually there probably will be a quote-unquote pot shop in there as well.
You'd imagine it would end up there.
As well.
Yeah.
That's where it's zoned.
That's where it's zoned.
That's
okay.
Like they had to specifically make sure that that was the only place in town it would be zoned. Otherwise, that... they could put it, if someone could come in and argue that they could put it anywhere in town.
Yeah.
And obviously you don't want that, like, you know, like, as like a resident person, you know, you wouldn't want, living in like the hills, you wouldn't want it just like to go up like next to the general store or something like that.
That would be hilarious.
It would be pretty funny, but like it would be, you'd know it would be super controversial.
Yeah.
Like,
it'd be a firestorm.
Yeah, exactly. So like just like put it in the back of the Enterprise Park and everybody will go there because they know it's there.
They have to have the zoned adult entertainment area.
Yeah.
Like it's called the adult entertainment
area. Is that what it's called? It's like the zoning?
Yeah, you have to have an adult district. Not that we're going to be getting, you know.
And technically that goes from the right side of 139 Quirk Automotive all the way down towards like Roach Brothers.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then back, like after, like at, like,
It's funny because that's basically one of the only parts of Marshfield that isn't a village, right?
Yeah.
Like you've got all the villages in Marshfield.
Because all the village people would go crazy.
Yeah, they'd go
crazy.
No pun
intended.
Exactly.
They'd do the YMCA at the meeting. You get the Indian, the policeman, the construction worker, they'd all come out.
Do the YWCA.
Oh, wow. Town meeting, babouche. The town meeting pun. But yeah. So it should be a fun town meeting this year.
Yeah, it should be.
As always is.
It's going to be really long because there's like 50 articles or more. I think it's almost like, I think it's over 60 articles actually.
How many pages long is it again? It's like,
Feeney held it up
like
the other day.
Yeah.
Here's what's crazy.
It was other like book.
Yeah.
This will blow your mind back. So there's other towns that can get through 60 articles in one night.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Town Norwell,
well,
for
they
example.
Package a lot of them together.
What they do is they have a consent agenda. So it's all these articles that are, you know, non-controversial that are kind of like just kind of housekeeping. And so the moderator, I'd like to do as a consent agenda, you know, article this, and this, and that limits like literally one third of their stuff. But also like our town, like everyone has to debate stuff.
Oh yeah.
Like
Norwell,
for example, went to do a new library this past winter. It was override, so they have to have town meeting. Presentation happens, presenter sits down, no one gets up and asks the question. The moderator had to like goad people to be like, anyone? Anyone? Does anyone really want to ask a question? Please.
You have a line going around the whole gym.
Like he had to prod people to do it. It was like, oh my god, seriously? And then the way they vote for things like that is secret ballot. So everybody has like a yes or no, and they stick it in the ballot box. Everybody has to get up. They have to wait to count it, and then come back with the results.
What do we do? Yays and nays here.
Yays and standings.
Standing.
No.
Standing vote. Yeah.
Depends.
Yeah. Everybody will raise their hand, and if they. If it's really close, like if it's like impossible to tell, usually you can tell, like like half, like more than half the room like raises their hand. All right, that's like basically everybody. Okay, that passes. But if it's close, they'll do a standing vote where everybody will stand up. That's it's for it, and they'll have people just go and count heads.
They counted three times last time, didn't
they?
Yeah, that was that one.
Kept messing it up.
Where there was an issue with the tellers and people standing at the wrong time.
Yep, and
they didn't
people
don't
sit
because
down.
The wording of the article was kind of confusing. Because what was it to like
ban and then
vote yes to ban.
Yeah, vote yes to ban.
Was it the marijuana one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, that's why everyone was so confused.
They did the same thing during decriminalization in like 2006. They it's 2007. It was the exact same sort of like vote no to decriminalize, you know? Mm-hmm. And then yeah, that was kind of funny.
Yeah, I'm sure they did that on purpose too.
Yeah.
Trick people. Deception and manipulation.
Dumb it down.
There was a lady, she looked like she was probably in her 70s at the gas station back then, and she said, I voted for it. Good job.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. But yeah, so it's the MCTV town meeting preview right there in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Go there, vote often, vote early.
Just remember, folks, don't drink before you vote.
No food in the gym. If you can't make it, you can watch it on the MCTV government channel. It's going to be streaming, too.
Mm-hmm.
But also those for that.
Whole thing's live.
Whole thing's live. We'll do it live.
Scream at your screen, not the selectmen.
Yeah.
It'll be on Roku, so if you have a Roku app, you can stream town meeting on your Roku, which...
And if a fist fight breaks out, we'll have instant replay.
It was in the gym, or is it the auditorium?
Auditorium.
It is, yeah. Okay, it was in the gym back when I did it.
Yeah, it's in the auditorium.
Yeah, it was the gym. That's in the beautiful auditorium now.
Nice.
Have you seen the gym in this building?
I've seen the gym. I haven't seen the auditorium, no.
Oh, it's sick.
They're all, this is a beautiful building.
Yeah, I was
You have no idea how nice it is to do the town meetings. Yeah, it's like luxury. Excited.
That's cool.
It's like total luxury style. But yeah, so.
So?
Let's not jinx it, though.
Yes.
Don't say it's luxury and then everything's been breaking. So, we'll have nothing.
We'll talk about that.
But tune in, folks.
Tune in, maybe.
Yeah, either.
We'll make it work. It'll happen.
The first thing we did here actually did get all screwed up.
Yeah.
Yeah. The encoder failed in like the head end room.
Oh, God.
Even if we have to do it with one camera and just swing it around, we'll do it.
We'll do it.
We will do it.
It'll happen.
We'll see it. Transparency at its finest. That's how other towns do it, so.
We were shooting from the bleachers when I was here, so
yeah.
Whenever anybody would get up to go to the bathroom, an earthquake on the camera.
No, I'll tell you what used to make people laugh. So, Chris.
Yeah.
So, you know, Chris is built very...
When he shakes his knee. He's always shaking his knee. What was it?
His shirts were never long enough.
Oh, yeah,
so
I remember
he'd
that.
He'd lean back on the risers, and so you just get, like, his underbelly, his gut. And, like,
belly.
People could see it, like, all, like people would be, like, sitting there, and, like, they'd look, and they'd just see this, like,
People complain, and they can chill out.
He'd have his big bag of snacks.
Oh, yeah, like I forgot. That was awesome.
Like, a big, huge plastic bag of snacks and a pillow. He'd sit comfortable, so he had a pillow.
Chris was an enigma.
He was the man, so...
All
power to him. All right.
So
good job.
Participate in town meeting.
Yeah.
Don't let 200 people decide for 200 like 25,000 people.
Yep.
225,000 people.
No, 25,000 people.
Just
yeah. There's 225,000 people here.
On July 3rd.
Yeah. July 3rd. Yeah.
And come in and check out becoming a member.
Have you ever been here on
July 3rd?
I haven't.
What? Oh, and you missed it when it was fun. Oof. That's something. They changed it. They basically banned it. It used to be insane. Like. The most insane thing that you've ever seen in your life, basically.
I remember I started working here, and what was the kid's name? He was a year ahead of you. Alex Bessemer, you remember?
Yep, yeah, I know Alex.
He was like, dude, you have to go down July 3rd.
Yeah.
I was like, what? And you know, like, he was like, you have to go down. So like, I went down the front, and I was like, oh my God, this is like.
So what it is for you guys, if you don't know, there's a 50-foot tall pile of, what are they, pallets. About every 100 feet along the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And right at sundown, every single one of them is doused with gasoline and lit on fire. And it is like, I mean, it's a really beautiful looking sight. They don't do it anymore. And it's kind of a shame, but
you
it also was dangerous.
The professional grade fireworks.
Yeah, I was used to be with him all the time. I used to
I think
go
Quincy
to his house.
Would give Marshfield a run for its money.
Yeah. No, the best one is this dude brought
Swan
like
him.
This guy brought like a professional grade fireworks.
I mean, a handful of people would do it. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And then houses, like if there was going to be high tide, they would put the fires too close to the houses. And there was one year where like two houses burned down in one year, and they were like, "Let's never do this again."
Like it's funny, like on, like the night that they're watching cars come from like Wrexham.
Oh yeah,
just, like all went there and going that way.
And now they.
What was I going to say? What does Quincy do?
Similar, basically, yeah. Like, there have been years I've been sitting there. I don't go anymore. I used to go when I was in, like, high school. But there would be, like, fireworks being let off, like, next to me. And I was like, okay. And
awesome.
I was goody two shoes in high school, so I was sober for it. So clearly,
right.
I was scarred for life.
Your parents are listening to this, aren't they?
No.
One of the 8 listeners.
Yeah. similar-ish.
Sounds good. All right, good podcast over.